98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. We heard the Olympics with Western movies. And speaking of movies, we have the executive director of the Woodstock Film Festival, our friend for many, many years. This is the 25th anniversary of the Woodstock Film Festival. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show, Mara Blaustein. Good morning, Mara. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Rick. It's so nice to be back.
Yeah, it's so great to have you on the line again. And, well, I'm super excited. I can't believe that we made it to 25 years of the Woodstock Film Festival. It's been an amazing journey so far. And I've been with the Woodstock Film Festival from the beginning as a supporter and a fan. And, well, watching this baby grow 25 years has been quite an experience, and now it's old enough to vote and drink.
It's been old enough to vote and drink now for a while. It's a sort of mature, young adult. It's a young adult now, and it's amazing for me to sit here and think about all the years that have gone before then, before mm-hmm. now, and how far we have come. And I'm hoping that there's also how far we will go. This 25 more years.
Yeah.
With me or without me.
Well, it's been an incredible event from the beginning 25 years ago, and hoping it becomes a successful event. And, well, it started out in a good way, and there was a lot of buzz and a lot of excitement, and it was in five different towns, and that was cool. It brought a lot of community to the area, and now it's a beloved event that people look forward to year after year, and you get to see some amazing films that sometimes don't get the distribution to be able to see in a theater near you, and you have to be able to be at a film festival to see these amazing works of art before, well, they kind of fade away, which is an amazing thing and a great part of any film festival, and especially one that's been 25 years and growing. So
absolutely. I think that one of the special things, I mean, there are many special things about the festival, but one of my favorite things is welcoming all those filmmakers and having them here interact with their colleagues and with the audiences. We probably about 90% of the films that we're showing, and we're showing a lot of movies this year, more than ever. At least 90% of the films, the filmmakers will be here in attendance. Many of them are coming with the whole entourage.
Wow.
We have, cast and crew and subjects and people who are coming from near and from far. I mean, we have filmmakers flying in from the Netherlands and Norway. I'm probably forgetting some country. I know there's a couple of filmmakers who are driving down from Canada, from Montreal and from Toronto. There's a filmmaker flying in from Israel.
Wow.
So there are a lot of filmmakers coming from far, but we also have filmmakers who live right here in the Hudson Valley whose films we're showing. So it's a mix of young and old, near and far, accomplished and just beginning. They're all going to be here to meet each other and meet the audiences, the people who come see their films, and then be there when they do the Q&A afterwards. There's going to be conversations after a lot of the movies, many deep conversations. So I hope that people will take advantage of it, because it is rare to be able to see so many films and meet so many filmmakers and be exposed to so many different kinds of film styles, film genres, film subjects, all in the same few days in the same place. It's going to be quite amazing.
So this year, it's October 15th through the 20th. And yes. Besides the full schedule of amazing feature films, feature documentaries, and short films, one of my favorite parts of the film festival is the panels. Now, yes. Mara, you have amazing panels, and they're all about filmmaking to directing to the production of films and everything in between. What's some highlights this year?
Well, actually, we have panels that are about mixed of subjects. Some of them are very film-oriented, and some of them are more about general issues. Mm. We have a panel called AI and the Creative Process, and that's really about artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. and how it affects, you know, the creatives, whether you're a filmmaker or a painter or a musician or an actor. How does that affect you, the pros and the cons? And there are going to be specialists who are going to be talking about it. And we're also going to be showing short films that have the work created by with the assistance of AI,
wow.
either completely or with support from artificial intelligence. So I think that's going to be a great panel.
Wow.
And you will, yes, very, very, very educational, very thought-provoking, and entertaining at the same time.
Well, I know that there's a debate on both sides about AI,
absolutely.
Especially in filmmaking.
Yeah, a lot of people are worried about it, and a lot of people are excited about it. So I think that tends to really delve deep into that, and it should be very interesting. So that's just one of the many conversations we have an actress dialogue.
Mm.
We always do that, and actress Amanda Seyfried is among the featured actors in that panel that I think is happening on Sunday morning.
Amanda was in Mamma Mia.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
Many films that she's done. She's an award-winning, amazing actress.
Yeah.
So she's going to be doing a panel. There's a panel with the conversation with Paul Schrader, who's also receiving our Maverick Award this year. He's the one who brought you films like First Reformed, which was nominated for an Academy Award. He's one of the most accomplished directors in the U.S. today. So we're showing a film that he directed titled O Canada, which is starring Richard Gere and Uma Thurman. And he's also going to give a talk at the festival. There are going to be a lot of different conversations about different issues, some more entertaining and some more deep into the film world. Well, there's a panel, but it's just about the state of the industry and how to break into it.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun one. I was actually just checking that out. That's at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, October 16th in Kingston at the Fuller Building. And what a cool panel that's going to be, state of the industry and how to break into it, which is a fine choice of words.
because there are a lot of people in the Hudson Valley who are looking to break into the film industry, and you know, getting your dipping your toe in, that's what you really need. You need a way in.
Yeah.
So once you're in, you know, you can make it if you have it, but just breaking in is can be difficult. So this panel will talk a lot about what's going on these days with the industry, and will certainly give tips how to break into it.
Now, Miara, how is your excitement for the feature films that are being shown?
Amazing. I think we're showing, if I'm not mistaken, I think we're showing 38 full-length narratives.
Wow.
And 32 or 35 full-length, I think 32 full-length documentaries, because altogether we're showing 70 full-length films.
Wow.
So amazing. I mean, we have really, really good program. I'm sort of astounded sometimes when I just look at the lineup.
Yeah. Well,
so,
can you give folks like a preview of what you're most excited about?
Gosh, There's so many songs that I'm excited about. Let me see if I can choose a couple from Narratives and a couple from the documentary. So the Narratives, I'll choose one. Each one, it will be one big and one small.
Okay.
So the big one, I would choose Blitz by Steve McQueen, who's a phenomenal director, and it's an incredible film. It's almost sold out, I have to say. So if people want to go see it, they should hurry up and get the tickets. But it's a World War II film taking place in London, and it's really, I mean, I don't really want to say that much about it, but it is probably going, well, definitely going to be nominated for an Academy Award, and I think it's likely to actually win the Academy Award.
Whoa.
It's really, really fantastic.
A
small film, but with some star power, is Boundary Waters. And the star power here is Carol Kane, who is coming up to Woodstock to participate in the Q&A. She's wonderful, and she's, you know, Carol Kane is a fantastic actress. And she's a wonder. It's a small film, but everybody from the film is coming.
Wow.
The cast and the crew, I mean, directors and producer and editors, everybody's going to be here. And the highlights, I think, for the public will be to meet Carol Kane. So I hope people will come to that. It's, and this is a world premiere, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very exciting. The documentaries, good. Oh, gosh, there's so many. I guess I'll talk about, again, the big and the small.
Okay.
So, Beyond the Gaze, Jule Campbell's swimsuit issue, world premiere at the festival. It's about Jule Campbell, who really created the swimsuit issue in Sports Illustrated, but was a great, great feminist. And so protected of her supermodels, and the film is made by her daughter-in-law, and the producers are supermodels like Tyra Banks, and they are all going to be here. Tyra Banks is coming. It's going to be amazing post-screening Q&A afterwards with the likes of Tyra Banks, who I can tell you I'm not going to stand right next to because she's just so beautiful. Kidding.
Well, but, if you can make that happen when we're broadcasting live, if you could bring a couple of the beauties over, I'd be happy to interview them.
I can try that. We're showing it Friday night, and there's going to be a cocktail reception afterwards.
Mm.
So that's going to be a great evening.
All right.
It's getting close to selling out also, but that's still tickets. I would hurry up and get them. If I were you.
Yeah.
And let's see, there's so many great, other great documentaries. I'm just looking at the lineup to see what I want to. Well, Men of War is, it's not a small film, and it sounds, it's our opening night film.
Oh, wow.
And it's a documentary, and we don't normally open with documentaries, but it's really, really strong. And it's about this ex-Marine who was recruited by the government to basically to bring down the Venezuelan government, and that failed. And then the American government was after him and jailed him, and he's now out on bail for $2 million.
Wow.
And it's an absolute thriller. You're sitting there on the edge of your seat. It's an amazing film.
It sounds very complex.
It's great. It's so great. And the director is going to be here. Dan Gason is going to be here with also the film's editor, and the person who's going to moderate the conversation, post-screening conversation, is Academy Award-winning actress Melissa Leo. Who's going to be there, because she has been very close to the film production from beginning to end.
Wow.
So she's going to be doing the Q&A. So that's just one of many, many interesting films that you can discover at the festival.
Yeah, Mira, one that I'm looking forward to and I want to be in attendance is The Wisdom of Happiness.
I love that film.
Is it amazing? Because all I can think about is it being amazing. The Dalai Lama is the subject. So,
this is the Dalai Lama is not. It's not just the subject. It's not about the Dalai Lama.
Okay.
It's with the Dalai Lama. I mean, you really. It's his teachings.
Mm.
It will wash over you. Watching this film is like sitting down and meeting the Dalai Lama. It's really very special. Yeah.
Wow. Can't wait for that one. There's so many films, like I just mentioned that one film that I go, want to see that one. And this is definitely one that caught my eye, and it's the subject matter. Everything about it is right up my alley, and I'm sure this one's going to sell out. So, folks, check out WoodstockFilmFestival.com. Get all the information you need for the festival. You can check out the lineup. You could check out all about the panels and everything else. You get to see short films, which is an amazing thing to check out. One of my favorite parts of the film festival is going to a short event, and it's one little film after another, which again is hard to see except at the Woodstock Film Festival or a film festival in general. So take the time to check out the whole lineup, including the shorts and the animation and everything else. It's an incredible festival year after year, October 15th through the 20th. And Miera, anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it. I'll see you at the movies.
All right. And get tickets and information. And also, as Miera will tell you year after year, if you see a show is sold out, come on by. There's usually a standing little waiting area, and then they fit people in. Miraculously, you might be able to go to a show that's even sold out. So,
absolutely. And we keep the tickets for standby all the time. So, absolutely.
All right.
Just come early, that's all.
Yeah, and just be available to wait in line, and you'll be good. October 15th through the 20th, KZE will be broadcasting live Friday the 18th from 1 to 3. And who knows, maybe I'll be chatting with Tara Banks and see if she's taller than me.
I don't think so.
Well, Mara, I look forward to seeing you Friday the 18th, and all the best leading up to the Woodstock Film Festival. And what an amazing celebration of 25 years. Congratulations.
Thank you, Rick. See you at the movies.
Okay. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back.
Thinking about new countertops for your kitchen? Why not consider Barra and Trumbore's Stone?